12 short years. God had heard the mother's prayer. With deep gratitude, she entered upon her now safe and happy task to educate her child for God. She knew that he must soon be given up to his royal mother, to be surrounded with influences that would tend to lead him away from God. She endeavored to imbue his mind with the fear of God and the love of truth and justice. She showed him the folly and sin of idolatry and early taught him to bow down and pray to the living God, who alone could hear him and help him in every emergency. She kept the boy as long as she could but was obliged to give him up when he was about 12 years old. From his humble cabin home he was taken to the royal palace, to the daughter of Pharaoh, and he became her son. Yet even here the lessons learned at his mother's side could not be forgotten. They were a shield from the pride, the infidelity, and the vice that flourished amid the splendor of the court. The whole future life of Moses, the great mission which he fulfilled as the leader of Israel, testifies to the importance of the work of the mother. There is no other work that can equal this. The mother is dealing with developing minds and characters, working not alone for time, but for eternity. She is sowing seed that will spring up and bear fruit, either for good or for evil. She has not to paint a form of beauty upon canvas or to chisel it from marble, but to impress upon a human soul the image of the divine. The impressions made upon developing minds will remain all through life. Children are placed in our care to be trained, not as heirs to the throne of an earthly empire, but as kings unto God, to reign through unending ages. In the solemn day of accounts it will be found that many crimes have resulted from the ignorance and neglect of those whose duty it was to guide childish feet in the right way. Then it will be found that many who have blessed the world with the light of genius and truth and holiness owe their success to a praying mother. At the court of Pharaoh, Moses received the highest civil and military training. The monarch determined to make his adopted grandson his successor on the throne, and the youth was educated for his high station. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and was mighty in words and in deeds. His ability as a military leader made him a favorite with the armies of Egypt, and he was generally regarded as a remarkable character. Satan had been defeated in his purpose. The very decree condemning the Hebrew children to death had been overruled by God for the training of the future leader of his people. The elders of Israel were taught by angels that the time for their deliverance was near and that Moses was the man whom God would employ. Angels instructed Moses also that Jehovah had chosen him to break the bondage of his people. He, supposing they were to obtain their freedom by arms, expected to lead the Hebrew host against the armies of Egypt.